and we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. We hope to have Carolyn Watson, the conductor, join us, but we have Chuck Stett, the associate conductor, and of course, the one and only Tim King, the executive director. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Greetings.
Well, yeah, welcome.
Well, I'll start with you, Chuck. Tell us a little bit about what you're planning to do for the Holiday Pops concert. That's going to be on Saturday, December 11th at the Civic Auditorium in LaPorte. So tell us what's kind of on the playbill.
I am so excited about this program. I had the honor of sharing the stage with Dr. Carolyn Watson. She's very humbly agreed to allow me to have one more chance at doing a little conducting on this program. And she and I are tag teaming, as we say, to do this. We were asked this morning about how co-conducting works, and it's not like we're going to conduct the same pieces at the same time. She's got some great music that she's chosen for this program, and she allowed me to check to choose some music that I get to conduct. I get to conduct some of my favorite pieces, and so it's just going to be a glorious night of holiday music. And we're going to be back with a live audience again, which is the most exciting part of all of it for all of us who have ever done this program at any time.
So what are some of the songs that we might hear that are familiar and maybe anything new?
A few new things and some familiar things with some familiar friends. I'm excited to hear an overture that Carolyn's going to do by Coleridge Taylor, a Christmas overture. It's not one I've ever done before. I've not ever conducted it before. I've listened to the recordings and it is beautiful. I'm so excited to hear that and hear the orchestra perform that. We are having our friends with the group Illumination back this year to do some of the vocal music. My good friend Sarah Gartshore, who's a LaPorte resident and a great soprano traveling the Midwest on the opera and oratorio circuit, will be singing a couple selections with the orchestra. And I think the most fun I'm going to have is going to be able to conduct Mr. Lee Morris, former mayor of LaPorte, and all around good guy. He's going to tell the story that everyone wants to hear, and that's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Also, Brandon Williams, the Hoosier Star winner, will be singing as well. Yep. Is that, yeah.
Brandon and Sarah Agrecki are going to be back singing Joy to the World with the orchestra and Illumination behind them.
Tim, are you going to be doing anything on stage?
No, I'm going to be supporting from the audience.
That's a good thing, too.
So tell this is actually, Tim, and I'll direct this to you. This is actually also a fundraiser. Isn't that the way I understand it?
That is true. You know, for years, this was actually a fundraiser for the Hospital Foundation of LaPorte, and they contracted with the orchestra to perform. Well, when the Healthcare Foundation of LaPorte was formed, they didn't need to have fundraisers anymore because it's quite a well-endowed foundation. So they very kindly turned over the reins of Holiday at the Pops to the orchestra. And it has really been a nice boost to the orchestra's bottom line for sure. Because if anybody's going to go to one concert a year, it's going to be the holiday concert probably. And so I'm seeing names pop up on the ticket list that I've never seen before. And that's really, really nice to see that. The floor is sold out. We still have a couple of hundred tickets to sell in the balcony. But I feel very confident that they're going to go and we're going to have ourselves a nice house.
You know, I had the privilege of coming to your Jazzy American Salute, and I just love the concert. Love the space, too. I guess it's been a long time since I've been in the Civic Auditorium, but it's a really wonderful space and a very congenial audience. And Carolyn did a great job with the orchestra that day. She, by the way, for our radio audience, she's with us, but her audio is not working. So where can they contact you to get tickets for what's left?
Well, the tickets are very reasonable. They're $15 for adults and they're $5 for ages 12 and under. And they can go to our website, which is lcso.net. The Holiday at the Pops is the very first thing on the website. Just click on the ticket icon and order as many as you want. And then we also have tickets on consignment at Roxy Music here in LaPorte and actually at the Civic Auditorium itself. So if you want tickets to the concert, you better go on ahead and get them now.
Are you still going to have all those holiday sweet treats available for purchase
as well? Of course. Yes. In fact, we have a committee's getting together and we're putting Indiana Deli is going to be providing a lot of pre-orders for people. And then we're going to have some nice dessert platters and chocolate dip pretzels. And it'll be nice. I'm sure I'll put my hand in there a couple of times, too. I'm sure during the concert.
Yeah, it looks like we got Carolyn online here. So what do you have on the agenda for the concert coming up in the Holiday Pops?
Hi, everyone. And yeah, as Chuck said, I'm particularly excited about opening the concert with the Coleridge Taylor Christmas Overture, which we'll have after our kind of other opener in many ways. The overture, of course, being typically the first piece on the program, but we've got even a prelude to the overture, as it were, which is going to be the final movement of Bizet's La Lazienne Suite Number 2, a very well-known piece by the name of Farandole. I'm also very much looking forward to conducting the waltz from Sleeping Beauty and, of course, everyone's holiday favorite, Sleigh Ride.
Of course. You can't have a concert without Sleigh Ride. Well, we have about a minute left. Just looking forward to what do you have on the agenda in March, and I guess you have another one in April concert-wise. Carolyn, go ahead and take those.
Yeah, so we have a wonderful classical subscription concert coming up in March with a great cellist and guest of mine that's going to play the Tchaikovsky Rococo Variations for cello and orchestra. Also on that program is Verdi's False of Destiny Overture and Tchaikovsky's Mighty Symphony No. 5. And then April is a very different kind of thing with respect to repertoire, programming, style, feel. And that's just a wonderfully fun program full of very listenable and familiar music that is all by film composers, and John Williams features very heavily there. So something to look forward to in both fun. March and April.
Well, we'd like to thank Dr. Carolyn Watson, conductor of the LaPorte County Symphony, Chuck Steck, the associate conductor, and of course, the one and only Tim King, the executive director. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight for Saturday, December 11th, your Holiday Pops concert.
Thank you
happy
so
holidays.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.